Aleishur Chelik Aleph Daf Samech Daled. We got to the middle of the page yesterday. Zeh Oimed Al Da'atoi. This person is Oimed Al Da'atoi. He reached this turning point where he decides that he needs to improve. V'sam lefanav la'avod al atzmoi. He's made it his mission now to la'avod al atzmoi. Avodah kfula efor mutez lav. As we saw yesterday, there's a twofold avodah that is incumbent upon him. Lihischaneich. That's in terms of midos. It's in a previous paragraph. Uleosif beichus kiyom mitzvos, and then to improve the quality of his mitzvos. That was the previous page mostly. Ulam, however, shenei hachinuch eatzmi mehaavoida. These two areas are different. Self-improvement in midos and improvement of quality of avoida are different. Haavoida. Betura mitzvos mugderes hitev. Avodah in Torah mitzvos is well defined. Ela sheish le'amik b'lemud v'machshava. The task is to go deeper in thought, in learning, to improve the quality as we discussed it yesterday. Le'umas zeis nisei chinuch einam mugderim kalil. In contrast, self-improvement, the issues over there are not completely defined. For example, be'ezo midos yesh lishanech. Which midos should one change and improve? Eifo maschilim, where does one begin? It's far less well defined. To elaborate on that, Neisei HaChinuch Hu Adam, the subject of training and improvement is the person himself. V'chol Adamim De'isav Shelo, each person with his particular characteristics. Harei Haroitze Lechanech Atzmoi, a person who wishes to train himself and to improve himself, Chayav Ladas Atzmoi, needs to know himself first and foremost. There's nothing more difficult than knowing oneself. Es midaysav hatoivois veharois, to know one's good midays and negative midays, ve'es netiyosav adakois, and his subtle tendencies. Uma meoid metzuya ashkia ve'ashlaya legabei kochos midas atzmoi. How common are mistakes and delusions about one's characteristics, character traits, etc. Nonetheless, b'li hakaras atzmoi lo yitachen chinuch atzmi makif. Without self-knowledge, one cannot have an encompassing self-improvement. Kefi shemin hanimna lerapei choyle mibli lakris timachalasei. Just as it is impossible to offer effective treatment to a patient without good diagnosis. Ulam, another qualification, yeshnu chiyuch klali v'chinuch pirati. There is general training and specific or individual training. החינוך הפרטי נבנה על ידיעה יסודית של הכוחות, המידות והנטיות הפועלים באדם. When you speak about חינוך פרטי, an individual, that's built on a fundamental knowledge of his characteristics, his midos, his tendencies. ומטרסוי, the objective of such חינוך, is ניצול כוחות אלו לטובה, to utilize the positive forces a person has for good. And the defeat, the suppression, the subjugation of negative traits through his positive forces. This whole process is possible only when a person has good self-knowledge. There are fundamentals that every individual has to adopt. Bli hevdel, there's no differences over here, they don't count. Bli hevdel ezo techunos ishiyois mehavois es hakivah pati. Without a difference as to what personal issues make up his characteristic, his personality. He gives a very nice analogy now. Hadavar doimei lichlalim bishmiras abirius. This is similar to basic medical advice. Asher harofe medrich ben eskol adam, that a doctor would be comfortable dispensing to every person. Without necessarily knowing this individual's state of health. These are principles that are applicable across the board. For example, hygiene, proper nutrition, similar things. These are shaveh lechol nefesh. They are applicable to everyone. And this type of training doesn't require a detailed knowledge of this individual's psychology. Matrasoi, the objective over here is le'afsher es ha'avida b'torah mitzvois. Number one, to enhance avodah in Torah mitzvahs, and secondly, ulehachshiras akarkal lechinuch prati, to make it possible later on to engage in chinuch prati, which we said a moment ago is different. So here's an important point. Bashar is in this section of the sefer, the second section. Hinenu makdishim estusumas libenu lechinuch atzmi haklali. We are dedicating our attention. We are going to pay attention to the general chinuch, those principles which are applicable across the board. Darkeinu b'sha'azeh, our approach is going to be letzayin b'chol inyan minenei avodah. Whenever we touch on some issue of avodas Hashem, ma'im pirtei ha'avodah. So again, this is the issue of improving quality. U'ma'im pirtei ha'chinuch, and what are the issues to do with one's midos, ha'sheichim l'nanzeh. So every time we have to ask ourselves, whenever a section is finished, how does that pertain to avodah, improvement of quality of service of Hashem, and how is it relevant to chinuch, which is particularly to do with midos? One more caveat: loy nuchal lageshes el beur hainanim. We cannot still approach the matter mibili la'amoid al ha'tzeis ha'chamuros without first explaining the serious consequences ha'aluloyes livaled migisha peziza lechinuch atzmi prati that may come about from a hasty approach to individual self-improvement. With all the good intentions, it may end up with negative consequences. For example, Zeha Yakar, this precious young man, asher b'yom omdo al da'atoy, on that day when he reaches that maturity, yichlit la'avoid al atzmoy, he does decide to improve. However, v'idiyas atzmoy lo ha'isalo, we said before in the previous page that for chinuch prati, one needs deep self-knowledge. A young man who doesn't have that, v'nei hu shama pam al tzois shel tzoim dvarim. He might have heard, picked up here and there, a shmuz here, a talk over there, something about tzoim dvarim, when a person undertakes to desist from speaking for a certain period of time, letikun lashon hara, for example, as a way to repair issues of lashon hara. So he's going to desist from speaking. Or he might have picked up somewhere a concept of his boydedus that a person has to isolate himself under certain circumstances and reflect and meditate. And he says, well, I too shall do that. Now the author here is paraphrasing a pasuk in Dvarim, which there, the context is avodah zarah. And I think he's using it deliberately, just like over there, the person, out of curiosity, the Torah seems to say, he wants to know, what do these nations do? What are they doing? What are their rituals? The same thing over here. This young man who's very sincere, es atzmoy haruchani humesaken. He's endangering his spiritual self. Ulay pirat ze shenakad bo. It might be that this particular thing that he just picked up, and it sounds like an attractive thing, that particular detail that he is practicing, magbir yoiser es netiyasav ashliliyos, it might actually now emphasize his negative tendencies, asher davko isan haya tzerich la'akor b'rishona, that he actually should have uprooted first, rather than emphasizing this. An example, hanoyte b'tivo la'tzvus v'yeush l'mashal. Take an adolescent, a young man who's naturally tends towards sadness or despair sometimes or whatever it is. We're not talking about a clinical illness, which is his tendencies towards this. He's more introverted. And it gets into his mind, it gets a joke now that he picked up some way to accustom himself to hachna'ah, whatever it is, a submission of some sort. He's quite vulnerable, it's quite likely here to kill within himself the last spark of any joie de vivre that he might have had, joy and enthusiasm. And just to completely wipe out the little knowledge that he has about his ma'alois, he'll misinterpret the term hachna'ah. He might find himself sinking even deeper into a situation of sadness and similar moods. Lachain ein lakachas b'shum oifen. Under no circumstances, mikol ha'bayi liyad, one should not just grab off the shelf kedei la'avod l'atzmoy, just to work on oneself. So as we said, the idea of this section of the book is to focus on those things which are shaveh lechol nefesh. They are general. They're not specific to individuals. Kavanas sha'ar zeh. The intention of this section of the Sefer is loseis hadracha bechinuch u'avodah, to give guidance in both issues. As we said, chinuch is improvement in midos, avodah is improving the quality of one's avodah as Hashem. Lemish adayin loy omad al tchunasav miyuchadis, to a young man who is not yet, is not sufficiently aware of his own specific psychological tendencies, is not yet sufficiently informed about his personality. Kol mashen izkar b'sha'a zeh, so everything we mention in this section of the Sefer, hu ma'inyanim hachiyuniyim b'yosef hachayat v'ra'it, so it's things that are completely fundamental. V'hakol, and everything, davar ha'shaveh l'kol, it's shaveh l'chol nefesh, leloi kol yichud b'schunos v'chishunos, without making distinctions for particular people. Like we said above, it's like a doctor would dispense advice which is completely general, to do with hygiene or good nutrition, without having to know about the individual's particular medical conditions. Kol avodah musaris ina rabas ashpa. Avodah musaris has a lot of influence. Lachen im einah zehira umderches yafe. If it is not careful and well guided, hi alula leavin nezakim chamorim l'adam aved. It can bring serious psychological harm. Lachen nekot klal ze biyadcha. This is the rule to hold on to. Kol ma she'adam oseh l'shem chinuchoi. Whatever a person does for self-improvement, kol pe'ula v'chol hanaga, any action or any commitment that he makes in terms of conduct, it makes a deep and lasting impression. Zeh idud gadol mischanech. That should be encouragement. It's good that it's like that. It should encourage us. However, v'zeh matil alav gam achrius gedola. It imposes upon us a serious responsibility. One more point. Oid achas olenu leakdim, one more preliminary point, kedei shuvan kol inyan avodah pratis elachoyim. So we understand the idea of avodah pratis, which again is not the subject of this section of the Sefer. Bedorois kadmonim, in ancient generations, not so ancient, up to the time of the war, ha'isa mashma'us acheres lamusag avodas Hashem. The term avodas Hashem had a different meaning ma'asher b'tkufa achrona than it does b'yameinu. Hamatzui ketzas etzel sifrei hakadmonim. A person with a little bit of knowledge of sifrei hakadmonim, ro'eh shem ayu ovdei Hashem mamash kol chayehem. You can see that their lives, the lives of avodas Hashem, ki avadim ha'meshamshim esarav. Lanu begishten ha'Torah, in this generation, when we approach these concepts, ein kol hakdamois nafshes v'tavonos lachag. We don't have the necessary psychological and Torahic prerequisites for this. It's just, it's a different generation in profound ways. Therefore, kol avodasinu begeder hislamdus. Now this paragraph over here is going to cover it in just two brief paragraphs. I want to point to your attention that in Alei Shur Chelek Beis, in the second volume, from page Kuf Tzadi Beis, he discusses this in much greater detail. Okay, so it's Chelek Beis, Amud Kuf Tzadi Beis, if you want to look it up. Here he says this very briefly. Kol avodasinu begeder hislamdus. Our avoda is like hislamdus. It's like training, like practicing. Keloimar, ein hanu misyarim lachshev. We do not pretend to think ki aledei ha'me'at she'anu osim, that through the little bit that we do, hinenu begeder avadim ha'meshamshim sarav, that we reach this level of an eved ha'meshamesh sarav, whose entire life is devoted to this. Ela kol nekudas avodasinu. The point of our avoda is lislamed begisha ketzas yoser amitis elatira migisha samonam, to practice an approach to Torah which is a little bit more true than that of the masses. Haloi Torah yesh lanu, at the end of the day, the Torah is here, v'imecheves lanitzach nitzachim, and the Torah is obligatory for all generations. We cannot just discard it and say it's not applicable. It is applicable. Uve'echach nuchal gam anachnu, necessarily that means that we too are capable we can reach some aspect of perfection, of completion, of true learning of Torah. But it's begeder hislamdus. We do it as we're practicing. He quotes the Rambam here to corroborate this. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Gimel. Isha shelamda Torah, yesh la sachar. If a woman learns Torah, she does receive reward. The Pashtus, the Rambam, is talking about learning things like Mishnah and Gemara, not the halachos that are necessary for the woman. That's what seems to emerge from the sugya that the Rambam is really paraphrasing over here, the Machlokes Tanoim. At any rate, she gets sachar v'chule. Ve'afal pi sheyesh lach sachar. Even though that's true, tzivu chachamim shelo yilamed adam es bitoy terah. The chachamim, that seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara, that a person should not teach his daughter terah. Again, Mishnah Gemara. Mipne shirov anashim ein da'atan mechuvanois lehislamed. For most women, not all, but most women, the minds are not in this trend of lehislamed, which is the key word over here, train, practice, whatever. Elahin mitzias divrei Torah ledivrei havai lefi anius da'atan. They will misinterpret these words. Amru chachamim kol amelamed es bitoy Torah ki lelimda tiflus. It means it's an undesirable thing to do so. Hari kol ika inyan limud ha-Torah. From this Rambam, it seems that the whole purpose of the Torah is lios mislamed, practice, to train. Umi shechasal lo techuna zeh shel hislamdus. A person who's lacking that, patur mitalmud Torah, that's what women are exempt from it. Ve'ein, he makes an important qualification. Ein dvarim amurim medakei lamdanus. We're not talking about the mechanics of learning. Lamdanus. We're not talking about the ways of analysis. Ki bazeh tuchal agam nashim lislamed. Women are just as capable as men in this, in terms of the analysis. Ela shemisha da'atui kala. A person's da'atui kala, and that's what Chazal say about women, a certain aspect of the psychology called da'atui kala. It will generally not be able to put this training into effect well. His Torah will not be, he's obviously paraphrasing the Brisa in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, that the Mesilas Yesharim is built on, that the Torah will bring to Zerus to Zerus. That works with the person's accustomed to Lehislamed. But a person is not, then the Torah will not bring him to these positive aspects. So, Hare Islamdus itnai be'etzem chiyuv shel Talmud Torah. This idea of Islamdus, of practicing, of training oneself without seeing oneself as a Eved Hashem already, it's a prerequisite in the very obligation of Talmud Torah. Ve'lo yinachti es ha-matara, will not miss the mark. If we make it our objective to be like trainees in the particular levels, whatever exercises we do, ad kama she'adinu magas, to the extent that we are able to. This paraphrase in Gemara in Psachim, yeah, and ad makom she'adinu magas, when you check for chometz, I think it's tafches. Ledugma, example, im yale al machshav decha liknos ez midah tova. If a person intends to acquire some good midah, or you're going to place some parameters on your conduct in order to uproot some bad habit. So you're going to certain parameters of behavior to avoid a certain habit. A person might think under those conditions, who am I to deal with such things, such exalted matters? It's not my level bichlal. But if you approach it from the perspective of just training, practicing, that's different. Islamdus, when it comes to that, other on the contrary, that's the purpose of our involvement in Torah. Take it as Islamdus. As I mentioned before, he discusses this in much greater detail in Chelek Beis. Yemitz Hashem will get there one day. Adkan.